Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and Congressman Paul Ryan made the list. Pollster Charles Franklin says Ryan usually does pretty well in such polls. Ryan finished third of the nine candidates with 9% of the votes. Walker finished eighth with 2.1%.
But Governor Walker is not as well known in other states than he is here. And at just 2% in the Iowa poll, that's not doing very well. The fact that he's listed at all shows that people consider him a potential presidential candidate.
Most potential presidential candidates garnered less than 10% support. Walker might be a household name in Wisconsin, but Franklin says he has to build name recognition elsewhere, including neighboring Iowa.
But I think the big news is 36% undecided, which is just a clear example that people, even in Iowa, are not yet thinking about the 2016 race in a very serious way.
No candidate has a clear-cut front-runner status at this point in the GOP poll. However, on the Democratic side, Franklin says former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is clearly in the lead. In a head-to-head comparison, a new Quinnipiac poll puts the Republican Scott Walker over Democrat Vice President Joe Biden, but Walker loses to Democrat Hillary Clinton. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.